It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake.
Suzanne takes you down.
Leonard Cohen was a novelist, a poet, a singer, and a songwriter, and his work influenced generations of artists. A new exhibit now at the Jewish Museum examines Cohen's life through works of art commissioned specifically for this show. Joining us now to talk about the show, WNYC art critic Deborah Solomon. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So first, let's talk a little bit about Cohen and his artistic life.
Leonard Cohen, I think, was one of the great songwriters of the 20th century. I'm a fan.
I like him, too.
I don't know if the kids are listening today. Do they know Suzanne and
So
Long, Marianne, and Hallelujah? I hope they're listening, and I hope Leonard Cohen doesn't just appeal to aging hippies. He, of course, had a famously deep voice that sometimes sounded more like a groan or a growl and was often described as gravelly. I think he did have a limited vocal range, but for some reason it worked with his music, which was stripped of anything high-tech and pounding, and in many ways, to me, was the voice of the 60s.
All right, so how would you describe the show?
Well, when you hear that it's a show about Leonard Cohen, you might imagine a show that is primarily biographical and that contains vitrines filled with his music scores and his fedora hat that he always wore, and letters and all his date books. It's not like that. There's no memorabilia in the show. Instead, what we get is a group of 13 works by different artists that all pay homage to Leonard Cohen. And they range from the frankly informative, meaning a documentary about his life or another video about his music, to pieces that are entirely whimsical. For instance, upstairs on the second floor, there's one room that consists of a humming machine, basically. You sit down and you hum Hallelujah along with some 300 pre-recorded voices that amount to a beautiful chorus. I found it incredibly beautiful.
So how is the exhibit organized at the museum then?
The Jewish Museum occupies the old Warburg Mansion, which fortunately has not been renovated into pure blank whiteness and still has a lot of its old trimming and moldings. And in this case, each piece by a different artist occupies a different room. So it's a beautiful blending of old and new.
So Deborah, who are some of the artists on view?
Well, the pieces range from the high-tech to the no-tech. And one piece that is very impressive by Taryn Simon consists just of the front page of the New York Times from November 11, 2016, which happens to show on the top of the page the newly elected Trump meeting Obama, and on the bottom of the page an obituary of Leonard Cohen, who had just died that week. And you feel two worlds colliding. You think, how can the world be large enough to contain the newly elected Trump and Leonard Cohen, who was so much a model of authenticity and woundedness in a way? If you're looking for a more high-tech piece, you can go into a gallery on the main floor and look at multiple screens of Leonard Cohen in concert. And I have to say, the seating in this show is incredible. If you like to sit in museums, this will be your favorite show ever, because there are benches, there are beanbag chairs, and you're really encouraged to linger, which is very nice. I think often museums do not provide enough seating.
So I learned this on Twitter, Deborah. You really like this show. Why?
I found the show very rousing. Leonard Cohen was very much in touch with the opposing forces of both spirituality and sex. He's longing for women, he's longing to be saved, and I think in his longing, he is an inspiration. Maybe we don't long enough anymore.
Well, does it make sense to examine the life of, you know, this musician, Leonard Cohen, in an art museum?
Well, normally I am very skeptical about museum exhibitions on pop culture, such as shows of electric guitars. There's one that resembles that at the Met right now, because listening to music is an oral, A-U-R-A-L experience. It's not a visual experience. Why do we need to have music in museums? And it cuts into their regular programming for art. But in this case, it works, and I think it represents a new model for shows by bringing together the work of contemporary artists who are paying homage to Cohen instead of just rehashing all the stuff of his life.
Leonard Cohen, A Crack in Everything, is now at the Jewish Museum until September 8th. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and author of several books on American art. Deborah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.